Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin. And we begin by saying that we're learning today Lila Nishmas, Doris Brick, Davsha Bas Shalom Aryeh, Joel Brick's mother. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah. So we begin on the very bottom line of Samach Tes Omud Beis, with the words, quoting the Mishnah, Hayodeh Shu Shabbos. If a person knows that it is Shabbos, and he does many different melachos, so then we said he's chayav for each separate av melacha that he did. Again, the toldos go along with each av, lav davka that he has to do an av melacha, he could do a tolda, they're also in Yisod Deraisa, and chayav chatas, but just one time for each av or tolda in that category. So Gemara says, Maishno Reisha, Umaishno Sepa. How come there's a difference over here in the cases? We said, as Rashi points out, top Rashi, the Shigigas Shabbos Vizoda Melochos, when you didn't know that it was Shabbos, but you knew that it was the individual Melochos, that was wrong. Lo Machayev Ela Achas Lakol Shabbos. Then you chayev one time for all the Shabboses. The Sefa, and we said in the Sefer, the Zodon Shabbos, you knew that it was Shabbos, but you didn't know, Shigas Melachos, then you chayev kol melacha melacha. What's the reasoning that in one case you chayev just one time for all of Shabbos, and the other time you chayev for every separate av melacha, every separate tolda with that av? So Amar Rav Safra says, Kan mi dias Shabbos uporesh, because in the first case, he just didn't know that it was Shabbos. In the second case, he didn't know each individual melacha. He knew it was Shabbos. So in the first case, he just didn't know it wasn't Shabbos. So therefore, as Rashi points out, he's separating because of Shabbos. And he realizes he sinned because of Shabbos. And therefore, yes, mean the chatas. So he's first in the first scenario, he's atoning for not knowing that it was Shabbos. As opposed to in the second case, kam yedias melachu suparish. Second case, Rashi explains, ki amalei Shabbos hu lo pirish. He knew it was Shabbos. He didn't stop doing what he's doing because it was Shabbos. Don nami yada. He knew it was Shabbos, and he says, but once they tell him that malacha is not allowed to be done, he stops. And therefore, for each malacha, he's now stopping. Therefore, he has to do a chatas for every separate malacha. That's Rav Safra's approach. Only Rav Nachman disagrees. He says, klum parish mi Shabbos el mishum malachos. Uklum parish mi malachos el mishum Shabbos. He says the two are connected. How can you tell me that one is the reason? Again, Rashi points out over here, the chiodia Shabbos, who, when they tell him it's Shabbos, he kir shechot al malachos. So he knows now it's Shabbos, and that's why the malachos are asa. V'klum parish mi malacha, klum ayidei yediyas ha-malachos, el mishum Shabbos. When you told him that these are malachos, he didn't stop doing them because they were malachos, he stopped doing them because they were malachos on Shabbos. And therefore, you can't differentiate in this way between not knowing Shabbos and not knowing the malachos. So Rav Nachman doesn't like the way Rav Safra learned it. So how does Rav Nachman learn it? Elam Rav Nachman, this is the actual reasoning why by Shabbos you make one chatas for all not knowing that it's Shabbos, and by the individual malachos you have to bring a separate chatas for each malacha. Why is that? So Elam Rav Nachman, Karbon, D'chayiv Rachmon Amai. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say you have to bring a Karbon chatas? It's for Ashkaga, it's for your lack of knowing. So in the first case, in the Reisha, Hasum Chod Ashkaga, there was one lack of knowing. You didn't know that it was Shabbos. You knew you were doing Kitzira. You knew you were doing Techina. You knew you were doing every Malacha, but you didn't know it was Shabbos. So your Shkaga in that situation in the Reisha was about Shabbos. But Hacha, in the second scenario, in the Sefer, Tuva Shigagos Havyon. You knew it was Shabbos. You didn't know you're not allowed to be Kotzer. You didn't know you're allowed to be Tochein. You didn't know you're not allowed to be Mavashel. So in this situation, it's the Shkaga of each individual Malacha that's obligating you to the Chatas. Fine. So Mari now says, Chayev ko Malacha o Malacha. We requote the Mishnah, and we say that each Malacha, you have to make a separate Chatas on. Chayev ko Malacha o Malacha. That's what the Mishnah said. The Gemara now says, Chiluk Malachas Minola. Where do we get this idea that each one requires its own special Chatas for atonement, for each Av Malacha? So we'll have several different answers as to why this is so. The first one is Shmuel's. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says based upon the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Amar Kra. Now this is talking about if a person did something intentionally wrong on Shabbos, and he's familiar with the Dinim of Shabbos, he's warned, he's given Hasra, and he says, nevertheless, I'm going to do this Av Malacha anyway. And in this situation, Shmuel says, the Pasuk says, Amar Kra, Mechalalel Mosumas. If somebody is Mechal Shabbos, so then he's Chayav Misa, he's Chayav Skila. HaTorah Ribsa, misos harbe achilul echod. Now it says most you must. That is, Rashi says, is misos harbe. And therefore, the person is required to, quote, die several times for his chilul Shabbos. Obviously, that can't be. When it says, hi, b'mezik, how do you kill a person multiple times? So how do you learn out of here? This most you must means misos harbe. So Gemara has a famous rule. This is one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Im eino inyan lemezid, if you can't use it for what it's stated for, im eino inyan lezeh, tneyu inyan lezeh, then you learn it for something else. So you can't use it, obviously, for mezid over here, because you can only die once. So therefore, the pasuk says, d'chsiv kolosim melacha yumas, whoever does any melacha has to die, so tneyu inyan leshogeg. So then it must be for shogeg. Person can be punished multiple times, because it's not misa for doing something incorrectly on Shabbos. And what does it mean, umay yumas? It says, most yumas, so you don't kill a person for doing something b'shogeg. It means, yumas b'mamon, you take away his money. As Rashi says, lafushe korbanos, this guy has to bring a lot of korbanos. He did 10 things wrong, he has to bring 10 korbanos, $1,000 a pop, that's a lot of money. And therefore, that's what the yumas means. Most yumas, the multiple times you make his money die. That's how Shmuel learns this drasha, that the malachos are all chiluk, they're all separate. For each av malacha, you have to bring a separate chatos. He darshens it out from the pasuk by mezid, mechalel most yumas, and eino inyan lezeh, tnei will inyan lezeh, and therefore, this is teaching us that you bring multiple chatos. That's Shmuel's drasha. Gemara says, why did Shmuel learn the drasha the way he did? We have two different drashos, which we'll see are all supported by Tanoim, and therefore, why did Shmuel, who's an Amora, learn his drasha? The Gemara says, v'tebuk lei chiluk melachos, mihecha denafku lei l'Rebbe Nosson. Why didn't Shmuel learn out this concept that each melacha is a separate melacha, and you bring a separate chatos for each melacha from that which Rebbe Nosson learned out? The Tanya, Rabbi Nosson is a Tanya, a Tana. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Moshua Sechem Yom HaShabbos. The Pasuk tells us you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos in any place, B'chol Moshua Sechem, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a fire. Now, this is the only malacha that is specified. All the other malachas so are generic. Lo Sasecho Malacha. So this one is specifically spelled out, do not light a fire on Shabbos. So why, again, was this one specified? So the Torah tells us, the Baisa continues, L'fisha Nema, because the Pasuk says, Vayakel Moshe is called Adas Bnei Yisrael. And then we don't have the Pasuk, it says, Vayomer Alehem, Eile HaDvorim V'gomer. So we have the words over here, Eile HaDvorim. These are the things that you need to know in regards to Melach on Shabbos. And then it says, Sheish Yomim Te'aseh Melacha, 6 days a week you do your Melacha, and and on the seventh day, you go and rest. Now, it said, Eila hadvarim. Now, this is a very unusual drasha. Rashi points out, dvarim, hadvarim, that means two, mashma trei. The hey, then hadvarim, is teaching us one more. As Rashi says, l'rabos chad, the extra hey adds on one more, hari shlosha. So from the word dvarim, instead, we write hadvarim, so that teaches us three malachos. And then eila hadvarim, it's a very unusual drasha. The gematria of Eila is 36. Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, He is 5, that's 36. The 36 of Eila are added onto the 3 of Hadvarim. Dvarim implies 2, right? Always the minimal amount of Rabim is 2, and the He adds on 1 more. So we have 3 plus 36 is 39. And this teaches us over here, Elu Shloshim V'teisha Melochos Shnemru L'Moshe Bar Sinai. This is the 39 malachos that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught on Har Sinai, and he taught us, this is what he says, that you're not allowed to do these types of malacha on Shabbos. So, yachol ason kula melam echad, if a person, I might have thought that if a person did all of them under one forgetfulness, he didn't know that it was Shabbos, and he did all of them with one forgetfulness over here, enu chayev elachas, I would say that he's only chayev one time, so Talmud Lomar, becharish ubakotzir tishbos, no. Two of them are specified, chorish, plowing, and katsir, tzira, reaping. So those you have to rest from on Shabbos. And therefore, those are brought out separately. So it tells me that for each av malacha that you do, if you know it's Shabbos, you have to go and bring a separate chatos. So Gemara says, okay, that's two of them. Vadayin and Yomer, I would say, ala chorisho v'ala ktsira, chayvstein. If you do chorish and katsir, if you did plowing and reaping, so then you have to bring two separate ones. But maybe, Al-Kulon Enu Chai V'Lachas, but all the other 37, if you did any of them, multiple ones of them, you still only bring one Chatas over here. Maybe that's the case. So Gemara says, no, Talmud Lomar, that's what we need, what we said at the beginning, Talmud Lomar, lo suvaru esh, that you're not letting go and light a fire on Shabbos, and that means havara bichlal hoisa. We really knew. It says you're not allowed to do milacha, and havara, burning, lighting a fire, is included in the din. So we have another rule over here. When something is included in the din, and then it's taken out from the din, it comes to go and include the entire category in the din. Why did it go out? Why was it specifically mentioned that you're not allowed to go light a fire on Shabbos? To go and teach you over here the following. Just like Havara, which is one of the Av Melachos, and if you do it, since it's singled out over here, you have to bring a chatas for it. So to all the others, Av Koshu, Av Melacha, all the other 38 Av Melachos, Chayavin Olea Bifnei Atzma. If you do any one of them, or even if you do multiple of them, for each one you have to bring a separate chatas. So because Lo Sivar Reish V'Chosh V'Sechem was specifically mentioned, and that's to come to teach us about all the others. Just like this one is specifically mentioned, you have to bring a chatas. So any of the other 38 as well, you have to specifically bring a chatas for doing any and all of them. Each one requires its own chatas. Now, why couldn't we learn that out? The Chorish V'Katzir. So the Mepharshim explained the Chorish V'Katzir we needed for other reasons, and we couldn't learn it out from Chorish V'Katzir. Because if we had tried to learn it out from those two, it just would have had to bring one of them. And therefore, one of them would have been enough. The fact that it brings two would tell me that you can't be malame to all the others. So therefore, the only one is Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Moshe V'Sechem. In other words, each time you do a malacha, this is the chiluk malachos that we learn out. This is Rav Nosson's din. So why didn't Shmuel learn like Rav Nosson? Samora says, no, Shmuel saw like Rav Yossi. Shmuel learned like Rav Yossi, that this drasha of Rav Nosson is incorrect. Now, Rav Yossi is a Tana, and Rav Yossi can argue with Rav Nosson, and Shmuel therefore holds like Rav Yossi. And Rav Yossi says, Damar, Havara l'lav yotzis. The reason why that Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Moshe V'Sechem was specifically mentioned is to teach us that's the only one that's not Chayav Misa. If you, according to Rav Yossi, light a flame on Shabbos, you're not Chayav Misa. It's a lav. Terrible thing to do, but you're not Chayav Misa. And he says, Damar, Havara l'lav yotzis. It's only come to teach me a lav, and not that you're Chayav Skila. The Tanya, as it states, Rav Yossi holds in the Brisa, Havara l'lav yotzis, Divri Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds that the reason why it's mentioned over here, Lo Sivar Reish by itself, is to teach us that that's the only one that you're not chayav misa for. And Rav Nosson disagrees. Rav Nosson Omer l'chalik yotzis. No, Rav Nosson says it's drasha. So Shmuel holds like Rav Yossi. That's why he doesn't hold like Rav Nosson's drasha. Fine. We still have Shmuel saying his reasoning. We understand why he doesn't hold like Rav Nosson. But now the Gemara again asks, but then Rav Yossi has a separate place that he learns it out. Okay, Rav Yossi doesn't learn it out from Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Moshe V'Sechem, but if he holds like Rav Yossi, why doesn't he learn it out like Rav Yossi? And where did Rav Yossi learn it out from? The Tanya. Rav Yossi learned it out. Rav Yossi Omer, a very famous and slightly difficult drush over here. The pasuk says, V'osa me'achas me'hena. Now, achas means one, hena means many, and then it's a mem added in front of me'achas and an extra mem added in front of me'hena. So therefore, there's really like four drushes that you can learn over here. Achas and hena, the contrast between single and plural, and then the extra mem for each one of them. So you have achas and hena, hena and achas, and then the extra mem in front of achas and the extra mem in front of hena. So there's going to be like four drushes over here that Rav Yossi learns out. And the question is, why doesn't Shmuel learn like this drusha of Rav Yossi? He says he doesn't look like Rav Nosson, so Mestama, he holds like Rav Yossi, so why doesn't he follow this reasoning of Rav Yossi to be mechalik the melachos of Shabbos into each one bringing a separate chatas? That's what the Gemara is now going to ask. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yossi, now the girsa that we have is Amar Rav Yossi, but Rashi has V'Amar Rav Yossi B'Rabbi Chanina, because now this is explaining the Braisa. Rav Yossi B'Rabbi Chanina explains what the Tana Rav Yossi is holding. So, my time of the Rav Yossi, what is the Tana Rav Yossi trying to teach us over here with this Asa Me'achas Me'hino Drosha? So it says, Achas Me'achas. Number one, you have the word achas, and then you have the word mem in front of it, me'achas, which is unnecessary. You have the word hena, and then you have the mem in front of it, so me'hena is unnecessary. And then you have achas shehi hena. You have the word achas, which is singular, and hena, which is plural. So you have achas shehi hena, and you also have hena she'achas, and you have the word hena, which is plural, telling me achas. So what do we need all four of these drushes for? So the Gemara says, achas, I need the word achas to teach me Shimon. If a person wrote the word Shimon on Shabbos, so I would know that you're chayev. But only if you wrote the whole word Shimon. the word meyachas by adding the mem in front of it, we turn to the Yomid Beis. When you add the mem in front of it, so now what happens? It teaches me that even if you wrote shame mishimo, that you're chayiv. Even if you just wrote a word shin mem, which means shame, so then that's enough for a person to be chayiv. You don't have to write out the full word meshimon. And that I know from the fact that the extra mem was achas, not even a full achas, even meyachas, even part of the word shimon will be chayiv. That's the first drasha. Then Rav Yossi Ruchanina says, what did Rav Yossi do with the other drasha? He says, Heina. So Heina, if I just had the word Heina, that would tell me if I did an Ad Malacha, I would be Chayiv. When it says Mei Heina, when it adds the Mem to it, that tells me that I'm also Chayiv for the Toldos, which are again, Isurim Daraisa. So if I do the Av, or if I do the Tolda of that Av, I'm going to be Chayiv and Isur Daraisa. And if I did it by accident, I'm Chayiv Akatos. So that's what Rav Yossi Ruchanina says, that Rav Yossi Tana needs the word Achas, Meachas, and Heina, Meheina. So that's what he uses the extra two mems for. Now, what about the drasha that Achas is Heina and Heina is Achas? What are those two drashas for? So that teaches us what we're interested in right now. Achashi Heina, when you have the word Achas, but it also says the word Heina, it seems to be incorrect, the single plural. So Zodon Shabbos. So the first time Achas tells me that I was singular on Shabbos, Vishigas Melachos, but the Heina was the multiple Melachos that I did wrong. But my isser over here was that I did it deliberately. I knew that it was Shabbos, but I just didn't know that each of the malachos was not allowed. And the other way, heino shiachas, it means shiga Shabbos, that I didn't know it was Shabbos, albeit zodo malachos. I knew that each malacha was wrong. So therefore, that's how you learn out lechalek. This drush of achas, heina, heina, achas, comes to tell me that sometimes you chayev one time only on Shabbos. That's when it was the Shiga of Shabbos, and sometimes Yechayev for a separate each malacha, that's the Heina. So why didn't Shmuel learn this drasha of the Tana Rav Yossi? After all, he holds like Rav Yossi. He doesn't hold like Rav Nosson. He holds like Rav Yossi. Gemara says, Shmuel doesn't hold this drasha. Ushmuel achas shehi Heina. The Heina shehi achas lo mashmalei. He didn't learn this out. Now Rashi says over here that he didn't learn it out. Lo mashmalei. He says you need the whole drash over here to teach us the first two things. You can't separate into four drashes. He says the first drasha, mei achas, is to tell me that if you wrote shame mishimon, you're chayiv. And the second drasha, mei heina, comes to tell me that you're chayiv for the obos as well as chayiv for the toldos. And that is all you can learn out from this drasha. And you can't learn out the rest of what Rav Yossi learned out. Tosos questions over here, lo mashmalei. So it says, Shmuel, the loker of Nosson, the loker of Yossi. Shmuel doesn't hold like either of Nosson or of Yossi. But he's an Amora. How does he argue with a Tana? So Tosos says, Vitzorach Lomar, you must say over here, the Mikabala, Kimle Shmuel Hachi. The Shmuel either had a Kabbalah, that this was the Halacha, or that there was another Tana that we just don't know about that holds like Shmuel. Fine, this concludes that little discussion as to how we know that the Ovos are lechalik, that we separated out. Shmuel had his reasoning, Rav Nosson had his reasoning, and Rav Yossi had his reasoning. Now we go back to Boy Minei Rava Mirav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following shaila: Helem zeh v'zeh biyodo. If a person doesn't know about Shabbos, and he doesn't know about the Melachos, he had a forgetfulness, and he didn't know both of them. Mahu. So what's the halacha in this case when he didn't know both of them? Rashi explains his question as follows. So we know in this situation that you're chayev a chatos. So are you chayev a single chatos because you didn't know it was Shabbos, and when you don't know it's Shabbos, you're chayev a single chatos? Or do we say chayev achas al kulan? Or do we say, Rashi says, oh, I'll call achas v'achas. Or on each and every one, you're still chayev a separate chatos because while you didn't know it was Shabbos, you also didn't know each of these melachos. And therefore, what Rava is asking for Rav Nachman is which, so to say, trumps the other one. Is it the fact that it was the lack of knowledge of Shabbos, or is it the lack of knowledge of each and the individual melachos, even though you also didn't know the other one in both situations? Mahu, that's his question. So Rav Nachman says, Amalei, Harei Helem Shabbos Biyodo. He forgot Shabbos. So once he forgot Shabbos, Eino Chayev Ela Achas. Despite the fact that you also didn't know each individual malacha, but Shabbos is the overriding concept, and therefore, if you didn't remember that it was Shabbos, so then you just chayev one chatos over here. That's how Rava answers Rav Nachman. That's how Rav Nachman answers Rava. Someone says, Adarabba, no, the other way around. Hari helem malachos biyodo. One could argue that the helem malachos is the critical thing, and therefore you should be chayev al kol achas viachas. So, you don't necessarily have to say, like Rav Nachman said, you could say the exact opposite. So we're left still with our mahu. So Gemara says, Elam Ravashi. Ravashi says, I'll give you the teretz over here. Chazinon, let's take a look over here. Why did this guy stop doing what he was doing? You tell him now, it's Shabbos. Imishum Shabbos ko parish, hari helam Shabbos biyado. So if they stopped doing the work because they told him that it was Shabbos, so then that's the answer is Shabbos. They know chayv alachas, you know me chayv one time. And Ravashi says, however, the imishum alacha ko parish, he says, if you tell him, you're not allowed to do ketsira, so he's stopping because of the ketsira, so then hari helam alachas biyado. Then it's because of the ketsira, because of the tchina, because of the bishul, whatever he's doing, so therefore, Hare helam melachos biyado, and v'chayv al kolachas v'yachas. So Ravashi said, it depends. Why did he stop doing what he's doing? Was it because he told him it was Shabbos, or was it because he told him that melach is not allowed to be done? That's Ravashi's teretz. Gemara says, we don't like that. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, that doesn't work. Klum parish mi Shabbos el mishum melachos. Why did the guy stop doing what he was doing? Even if you tell him that it was Shabbos, it's because it's also to do that melach on Shabbos, and vice versa. If you tell him that you can't do that malacha, it's because it's Shabbos. So the bottom line is, it doesn't make any difference. You can't bring your raya from over here. Whenever you tell him, it's Shabbos, and or it's also to do that malacha on Shabbos, it's both of them are because of Shabbos, and both of them because of the malacha. You can't bring me your raya, he says. So therefore, we're left over here without explaining what the answer is, mahu, and therefore, the full position is, like the first teretz that we gave, that Rav Nachman gave, Mistama is the correct teretz. But the Gemara is not happy yet. The Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Avos Melachos Arbaim Chaser Achas, that there are, of course, the 39 Melachos, the 40 minus 1 Melachos on Shabbos. And we asked on that, Vavinan Bey, Minyan Alamali, we had this Gemara the other day, and we said, how come you have to list 39? I could count, and if I counted, I would know it. So there's a purpose in counting. Whenever we give a number, there's a purpose in giving the number. So Minyan Alamali, why did the Gemara go out of its way to tell me, this is the count, 39, 40 minus 1? So we answered that already, Vamar of Yochanan, because Shim Asan Kulam Behelam Echad, if you do all of them in one forgetfulness, so then, Chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. So then, you have to do a separate chatos for each one, even though it's all in one forgetfulness, but you have to bring a separate chatos for each one. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion. Rashi adds over here, and he says, also in l'kulan, when you did all of them over here, what are we talking about? It says, hainu helem zeh v'zeh. Now here we're talking about that he didn't know it was Shabbos, and he didn't know these melachos are asur. So zeh v'zeh b'yado. The holo yoda Shabbos b'midi, Kivan the call hilchosel now lomus bimenu ain chilukayom mishar yomim. He didn't know the Shabbos was any different than the other days. Fine. So now we can bring our raya. So Gemara says, "I amris bishlomo helim zev zev biyado." If you're telling me that this is both a lack of knowledge about Shabbos and a lack of knowledge about the malachos, chayav al kolachas v'yachas shapir. So now you're telling me the answer to the question that you have to bring 39 separate chatos over here. So that's the answer. Elo iamris helam Shabbos biyado. But if you're telling me that it's really the helam Shabbos is the critical factor, and eno chayev ela achas, and you only chayev one time, so then hechi mishkachas lo bizodun Shabbos v'shigas melachos. How can you ever have a situation when you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know about the melachos? What exactly did you know about Shabbos over here? So Gemara says this is tied back to the machlokas we had the other day, and it works out very well. Hanicha works out very well if you hold like Rav Yochanan. Isav like Rav Yochanan. Remember we had this machlokas, the Omar Kivan Sheshogak Bikareis. As long as a person knows that it's Shabbos, he just doesn't know that there's an issur of kareis if you do a lav on Shabbos, but he knows it's not allowed to do all these melachos. He just doesn't understand the severity that's a chiyuv of kareis. So then, Afa pi shehezi b'lav, he did each lav intentionally, but Mishkachas lo, you still could call it that he shogeg, Mishkachas lo diyoda le Shabbos belav, that he knows that Shabbos is a lav, but he doesn't know that it's a chiyuv of kareis. So that works out well according to Rav Yochanan. In this situation, he wasn't aware that there was kareis, and therefore, each sin is considered to be a separate av malacha, because he didn't know each sin was kareis, and that's why you can have 39 av malachos. He knew Shabbos. What did he know Shabbos? You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. He just didn't know yet. It's also an issue of kareis. So that's why he knew Shabbos, that's Zodon Shabbos, but the Shigamus Malachos is he didn't know the Zechiv of kareis. That's why he's chayv for 39 times. So this works out great, according to Rav Yochanan. However, Elo Yisavaloka Rishim Malachish, but if you hold like Rishim Malachish, who said the Omer, Achi Yishkog Belav Vikareis, Rishlokish said that you don't bring a chatas unless you were totally doing it b'shogeg. In other words, you had to not even know that it was aser. You couldn't think that you're allowed to do it even as a lav. And therefore, not only is it a chi of kares, but even a lav. So therefore, if you hold like that, so then exactly what did you know about Shabbos? If you don't know that this is also to do anything over here, so the other Shabbos of mine, then how can you tell me he knew it was Shabbos, Zodim Shabbos, but Shigas Melachos? What Zodon Shabbos is there? So we gave the Teretz the other day as well. We give it here now. The other Leib Tchumim, he knew one thing about Shabbos. He knew the din of Tchumim, Valiba the Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Tchumim is the Raisa. So that's what he knew about Shabbos. That's Zodun Shabbos. And the Shigas Melachos, he didn't know that you're not allowed to do any of them. Not only an Isser of Kares, he didn't even know this is an Isser of Lav. And therefore, that's how you would get 39 according to Rav Rishimon ben Lakish. Now the Gemara is going to bring a new subject on. Now it's related, of course, to this concept of being Chayev Lechiluk, that the Av Melachos are each one is a separate Chatas. So it's a little bit complicated. Listen carefully. Now, the Gemara starts off and says, Omar Rava tells us over here, Kotzar v'tochan kigrogeres. If a person does reaping, tzira, and he does tchina, grinding, so if you do it, the amount of the shear of a kogeres, a kogeres is a dried fig, and Rashi reminds us over here, this famous din, that it's find this on the last of the thin lines of Rashi, going to the wide lines of Rashi, kogeres, the shear hu l'chol isurim melachos shel Shabbos ba'ochlim. In regards to foods, the shear of something considered significant that you be chayiv a chatas, even chatzis shear is also in a Torah, you're not allowed to do any of it, but the shear for bringing a chatas is when you do a dried fig's worth. Now, this kerogeres is the shear for all Yisurim on Shabbos that deal with food. So, if a person reaped a shear of a grogeres, and he did tchina, he did grinding for the shear of a grogeres, so that's what Rava tells us now. Omer Rava, Kotzar v'tochan kigrogeres. He did both of these over here on Shabbos. What type of a lack of understanding did he have? It was b'shigigas Shabbos. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. Uzadim Lachos. But he knows that you're not allowed to do tzira, and he knows you're not allowed to do tuchina. So in this situation, he would be chayav one chatas. Rashi says in this situation, Kotzar grogeres, v'tochan grogeres, b'shigigas Shabbos, uzadim Lachos. He doesn't know it's Shabbos, but he knows that these Malachos are asur. In this situation, he'd be only chayav one chatas, as we understand and know from our Mishnah. Then he did it again. Now, he still hasn't been reminded that it's Shabbos. The chazar, the kotzar, the tochan kirugeris. He does another act of ketzira, worth the size of a kirugeris. He does another act of tchina, grinding the amount of a grogeris. But this time, he does it bizodun Shabbos. In between, they told him it was Shabbos, but now somehow we didn't know v'shigas melachos. He doesn't know that you're not allowed to do these melachos over here. Rashi explains, v'chazar v'kotzar, kigrogeres. He did it again, a grogeres is the amount of ksira, v'tochan kigrogeres. He did a grinding of the size of a grogeres. But here he did it bezodon Shabbos. He now was told that it was Shabbos. V'shigigas melachos. But he didn't realize that you're not allowed to do these melachos. And in this situation, when a person knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know the melachos are not allowed, then mechayev tarti. He would be chayev twice. Now, what's the case, Rashi says? Lo noda lo meintayim shechota. He did not know in all of this time that he did any sins. So the first actions of ktsira and techina, and the second action of ktsira and techina are all in the same helem achas. So therefore, one chatos would suffice for things done with one helem achas. If a person did 25 ketziros with one helem achas, he's not chayev 25 times. He's only chayev one time. He didn't know you're not allowed to do ketzira. And therefore, even though he did it multiple shiurim, it's considered only one time. So this ketzira and techina the first time with shigigas Shabbos and zodon melachos, and the second time when he did the ketzira and techina, which was zodon Shabbos and shigigas melachos. So what is the din in this situation? The noda lo, he now is finding out al kitzira utchina shoshigas Shabbos zodim melachos. They first tell him that he did the first action incorrectly when it was zodon of the melachos, but shigas Shabbos. In other words, he's only chayav one chatas for that. So in this situation, he now Rashi says he said, "Here's my carbon chatas." So he sets up over here. The noda lo, Rashi says, "Achri kain." Al haktsiro ve'alatchino klomar o al zeh v'koshi alshtem. He knew one or both of them, and he says in this situation when it was shigas Shabbos v'zodom melachos, so hifrish chatos he put aside one chatas, and this chatas is mechaperes al shteya, because over here it was the shigas Shabbos, and one chatas can atone for all the shigas Shabbos that he, all the melachos that he did with this shigas Shabbos. So Rashi again, hifrish chatas, the chatasu mechaperes al shteya. Because you only have one chatas over here. So they tell him first about the case where with Shiga Shabbos is Adam Malachos, so in this situation, he brings one chatas. Fine. But before he actually sacrifices this chatas, then they tell him, the second act of Ktsira and Tchina that he did, which was with Zadon Shabbos, Vishigas Malachos. Now, he still has this one chatas that hasn't been brought yet. We turn to the Amud Aleph. So in this situation, we paskin kitzira goeres tzira. The one chatas that he's bringing for the first kitzira can also schlep along is goeres, the second action of kitzira, to atone for it as well. And the tchina, goeres tchina. And the first chatas that he's bringing for the first tchina can also be mechaper for the second tchina. That's when it was in this fashion, in this order. But avol nodelo al kitzira shozodon Shabbos v'shigas melachos. If he knows only, they first tell him about the kitzira that he did when it was zodon Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos. He just didn't know that the shigas melachos. He didn't know you're not allowed to do the kitzira. So now he has to bring a separate chatas for kitzira and a separate chatas for the tchina in this situation, as we said. So then, nevertheless, the kitzira on the second chatas that he's bringing for the second kitzira. So then, it's goreres kitzira utechina she'ima. It can also atone for the first kitzira as well as the tchina that came with that one. However, the tchina from the second time, shekinegda b'mekom omedes, it can't atone for that. That he has to bring a separate chatas for. So, in the situation where it was the first scenario that they tell him about first and he sets aside a chatas, that can work for everything. But in the second scenario, the chatas that he sets aside for the kitzira can go rare, it can schlep along the first kitzira as well as the tchina that came with it. But it can't go and do the second tchina. That's the opinion of Rava. Abaye disagrees. Abaye Amar, no. The second tchina is also schlepped along. Tchina nami goreres tchina. Why? Shem tchina achasi. Because it's all one iser, one lav over here of tchina. And therefore, the second chatas that you're bringing can not only schlep along the ktsira, it schleps along the ktsira of the first one, it schleps along the tchina of the first one, and it can also schlep along the tchina of the second one, that you now only chayev one chatas in this situation. Now, this machlokas of Rava and Abaye is complicated. Mi'etz Hashem will go over again tomorrow, but we'll stop over here the shir for today. Again, we learned today, Li'ili Nishmas, Doris Brick, Dafsha Bashalom Aryeh, Joel Brick's mother, all the neshamos you learn for should have an aliyah. With that, we conclude today's shir.